아주 외독하도 가슴으로 널 희망이 와가사 문도나 박비용 박솔랏 아악박바사 다른 나땀 바이 눈띠도사 아주 외독하도
Isang mapagpalang Lunes po sa ating lahat, mga kaibigan, kapatid, kaisko, kaiska, sa mga nakikinig sa ating programa kung saan... Kasali ka! Ako po si Teacher Venice.
Ako naman po si Teacher Mai.
At ito ang Radyo Edukado. Ayan, ako, nung last episode, Teacher Mike, napag-usapan natin kasi ito pong buwan ng Marso ay dedicated sa mga kababaihan in celebration of the International Women's Month. Ayan. At noong nakaraang episode ay napag-guest po natin si Doktora Tita Oy ng UP PGH at ang ating talakayan ay Mothers Caring for Their Babies. At syempre, Teacher Mike, ang dami kong natutunan. Sabi ko, ganun pala as early as 10 years, pinaprime mo na yung mga, kung meron kang anak na babae, kung babae ka, umiinom ka na ng folic acid, kumakain ka na ng tama, taking care of your body.
Maraming hindi gumagawa niyan.
Oo nga. Lalo na sa kasalukuyang panahon, Teacher Mike, problema ng mga kabataan ngayon, they lack sleep daw, at saka nutrition. Ala, Teacher Mike, at doon ko lang nalaman kay Doktora Tita Oy na nangunguna tayo sa mga may mababang yung mga low birth weight na mga babies, no? May kinalaman daw yan nga sa nutrisyon o kalagayan ng health ng isang babae. At saka, nako, ngayon ko, pag-uwi ko nga, Teacher Mike, kasi ikaw, babae yung mga anak mo. Oo. So, magandang news yung narinig natin nung last time. Pero, yun po, yung mga hindi nakapakinig noon, the first 1,000 days are very important sa kalusugan, lalo na yung first 0 to 2 years ng mga bata. Importante yun, no? Pero syempre, maliban sa ganung issue, marami pa ring isyung kinakaharap yung ating lipunan. Yung mga nakikinig sa ating mga bata dyan, mag-review-review na kayo. Yung iba pala nasa school. Yung mga taga-UP Integrated School lang pala ang nasa bahay kasi Tuesday to Friday lang ang klase nila. Oo. At summer vacation na. Nako, tamang-tama yung mga nakikinig po natin sa atin ngayong umagang ito. Be inspired ngayong umagang ito. Dahil kung last time po ay isang doktor, no, sa pangangalaga sa kalusugan ng mga kababaihan, lalo na yung mga those who are giving birth or nakapanganak na, no. Ngayong umagang ito, a young Filipina tells her story. Oh, an inspiring young Filipina. Ang ating puntatalakayin ay tungkol sa women as writers, particularly po sa science at technology. Teacher Mike, parang hindi ko masyado naririnig yung mga, alam ko maraming manunulat, pero in particular
parang
sa science.
Parang mas maraming mga babae.
Oo nga, marami nga ang mga babae. Pero sa larangan ng science at technology, akala ko noon medyo humahabol na sila dahil dun sa programa yung ng UN na ipalaganap yung empowering women, no? Pero alam mo, nagbabasa ako, Teacher Mike, marami pa rin pala sa mga kababaihan yung mga tinatawag na mga writers ng science, no? Ay hindi pa rin pala ganoon ka-popular o ganoon ka-karami ang mga kababaihan na manunulat sa larangan ng siyensya at teknolohiya. Oo. At kaya ngayong umagang ito, ang ating guest ay isang young na Filipina na ang kanyang passion ay pagsusulat. Pero ang napili niyang isulat ay tungkol sa science at technology. Pero alam mo, Teacher Mike, kasi ako nung maliit ako, hindi naman ako magaling na manunulat. Pero yung kadalasan sinusulat ay yung mga, alam mo, yung literary, mga ganyan, journaling. Pero hindi yung sa science and technology.
Oo,
ikaw ba, Teacher Mike, may mga anak kang babae? Saan nahihilig na sumusulat si Mika?
Yung mga pang-araw-araw niyong mga karanasan, yun muna ang kanyang malimit na sinusulat, no? Tungkol sa mga experiences niya sa eskwela, sa bahay, bakasyon, mga plano niya. Mahilig din siya sa agham at technology, lalo na sa technology. Kaya lamang ay palagi kong ine-emphasize sa kanya na ang technology ay nagmumula sa agham. So kailangang mahusay din siya sa agham kung gusto niyang maging specialist balang araw sa technology para maintindihan niya yung application ng mga kaalaman sa agham.
Ayan. Mm-hmm. Tamang-tama. Naku, tignan mo ang laki ng impluwensya ng mga magulang talaga sa kanilang mga anak, lalo na kung ano yung, well, yung kahihiligan ng mga anak, no? At ngayong umagang ito, ipapakilala ko na, Teacher Mike, ang ating guest. Siya po ay, well, dati siyang nagsusulat sa Junior Inquirer. Oo. At siya ngayon ay isang science and technology correspondent sa GMA News at ganun din sa lifestyle writer pa rin ng GMA News. Siya po ay nagko-contribute din sa Mind Museum blog at student correspondent. Binasa ko nga yung kanyang mga articles sa Philippine Daily Inquirer. Dati rin siyang writer sa Philippine Collegian at former Mind Mover Apprentice at the Mind Museum. Nagsimula siya dito sa UP Diliman. Ang kanyang kurso ay creative writing. Pero alam mo, Teacher Mike, dahil may puso rin siya sa pagtuturo at i-share ang kanyang talent, nako, lumipat siya sa kolehiyo ng edukasyon at ang kanyang major ay biology. Subalit talagang tinatawag yata siya ng pagsusulat. Pero nandun pa rin yung puso niya sa pagtuturo. Ngayon, sa kasalukuyan, nag-shift siya sa College of Mass Communication dito sa UP Diliman at isang BA Journalism major. Mga tagapakinig, mga kasali po natin ngayong umagang ito, si Binibining Angelica Yang. Magandang umaga!
Magandang umaga po!
Ayan, ako, Teacher Angel. Pwede na rin kasi madalas magturo si Angel. Oo. Kasi madalas siyang ma-invite din.
Nag-i-inform pa rin siya.
Yeah.
Nag-i-inspire.
Ayan. Teacher Angel, okay lang ba tawagin kitang Teacher Angel?
Okay po.
kailan ka ba nagsimulang mahilig sa pagsusulat? Talaga bang ever since? Anong age ka nagsimulang magsulat?
Actually po, nung bata po ako, I was mga 11 years old po. Sobrang mahiyain ako. Hindi ako masyadong nakikipag-usap sa mga friends, sa mga classmates ko. Tapos since I was not really good in oral communication, spoken communication, I decided to go into writing. Then I let my friends read my works and I let my parents read my works then. Usually they're poems about God or about nature. And usually rhyming sila, pero medyo when I read them again, medyo nagki-cringe ako na, ay, ano ba yan? Pero from that, I started writing po for Junior Inquirer. Because I started writing about poems that had social relevance po. Like, nung nagkaroon ng EDSA anniversary, di ba, every year po yun, I wrote a poem, tapos na-publish po yun sa JI. Tapos nung nagkaroon po ng tsunami sa Thailand, I also wrote about it po.
Naku, sayang pala. Dapat pala inask ko si Teacher Angel na magdala ng poem niya.
Alam mo, Teacher Venice, galing siya ng biology sa College of Education. In a certain sense, maswerte rin yung ano no, yung mga mag-aaral no at saka nagbabasa ng kanyang trabaho. Kasi kalimitan ng mga nanggagaling sa ano sa area ng science ng sciences ay gusto hindi wala sila doon para magsulat o hindi napupunta no sa karerang iyan no, sa pagsusulat. Konting-konti lang. May mga kilala ko mahuhusay mag-sulat, mga dati kong estudyante, galing din sa sciences. Pero gusto nilang maging doktor.
Ayan, oo. Nako.
In-invite ko sila magsulat noon sa kolehiyan, pero sabi nila, ang plano talaga namin ay maging doktor.
Mm-hmm.
So, we keep on losing no itong mga students na may flair sa pagsusulat, pero iba ang plano.
Nako, ngayong umagang ito, Teacher Mike, marami ang ma-share sa atin at sa mga tagapakinig nating mga kabataan, no? Be inspired today sa pagpapatuloy ng ating talakayan sa ilang sandali. Aalamin natin bakit kaya sinabi ni Angel, no? The arts and sciences can never be divorced from each other. Sa pagbabalik yan ng Radyo Edukado, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Iba talaga pag alam mong maraming sumusuporta sa'yo. Ang sarap ipanalo ng bawat laban. Bawat laro, bawat panalo, para sa bayan. Ito po si Diego Dario mula sa Batang Gilas, Pilipinas. Suportahan natin ang mga atletang Pilipino. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Nay, padagdag naman po ng baon, oh.
Ito, oh.
Tay, pabili po ng bagong sapatos.
Okay, anak.
Nay, kailangan ko rin po ng bagong damit.
Okay.
Kailanman hindi nagreklamo ang mga magulang mo sa pagbigay ng lahat ng iyong pangangailangan. Naalala mo ba kahit minsan na siya ay pasalamatan? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Radyo Edukado.
Muli po nagbabalik ang Radyo Edukado. Kasama niyo po ako, si Teacher Venice.
Ako naman po si Teacher Mike.
At kasama po natin si Angel Angelica Young, si Teacher Angel. Ayan. Women as writers on science and technology. Be inspired by this young Filipina, ang ating special guest. Balikan natin, Teacher Angel. Masabi mo, nakita ko dun sa Facebook mo, no? The arts and sciences can never be divorced from each other. Bakit mo nasabi yon, Teacher Angel?
Actually po, at a very early age, when I was 7 years old, my dad always brought me to his clinic, doctor po siya.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I would always be fascinated by the patients who come and go. Tapos yung mga pinapakita niya sa akin sa kanyang medical books, yung mga colored pictures. Ayun, tapos in-explain niya sa akin yung condition ng patient and everything. Ayun, that's how I developed a fascination for the sciences po. Aside from literary books that my mom usually buys me from National Bookstore.
Okay.
Hindi po ito sponsored ng Nasho. Ayun po. She also bought me encyclopedias and mga science textbooks, mostly biology related or tungkol sa mga dinosaurs.
Okay.
That's how I developed a love and passion for science po.
Okay. Pero ibig sabihin, Teacher Mike, no, and Teacher Angel, malaki ang papel na ginampanan ng iyong mga magulang. Mabuti, hindi ka nila parang inano na mag-doktor ka na lang, mag-doktor ka or other, parang mamaya na muna yung writing mo. Pero ngayon kasi, sentro ng ano mo ay ang pagsusulat.
Actually po, my parents are very liberal and they're very proud that it really touches me that they're always proud of what I have become and what my sister has become then. So, I'm really grateful to them for everything.
Teacher Angel and Teacher Mike, alam mo, nagbabasa ako na write, pag sinabing science writing, ito daw ay TERF. Majority are male writers. Pero sa kakabasa ko nung isang araw, ngayon, dahil in celebration of Women's Month, nagkaroon sila ng list, ng mahaba siyang list ng mga women as writers sa science. Teacher Angel, can you tell us, ano ba itong science writing na ito?
Science writing is actually a universal topic po. Mm-hmm. So, science writing is about writing about yung mga innovations and new experiments in science, and also about more of profiles on scientists, especially mga women. Well, for me though, that's my advocacy po, yung mga women scientists who have made a difference in the Philippines po.
Oo nga, kasi alam mo, Teacher Mike, dito sa Pilipinas, nalaman ko, pag daw dito sa Asia, isa sa ang Pilipinas sa may pinakamataas na proportion ng mga women researchers and writers sa siyensya. Ito yung galing ito sa sa isang magazine noong 2014 actually. Pero sa kasalukuyan, Teacher Angel, kasi nagsisimula ka pa lang to write in the science, about science and technology, no? Pero anong masasabi mo doon, no? Totoo ba 'yon na ang mga kababaihan nga ba ay hindi ganoon ka popular ito, or some even disguise their identity?
Actually I read I read an article sa Guardian about female technology writers, they're disguising their identities, and basta they get a lot of abuse online. If you relate it po sa Philippine setting,
yeah,
I don't think that's the case po. Because sci-tech is a very relatively new field, and when people read about sci-tech, they usually just read about the topic itself. They don't look at the at who wrote it.
Yeah.
Pero if it is a really good article, or if it is a kind of controversial topic po, that's when they look at the author, like, sino nagsulat nito? Then, credible ba siya? Ayun. Pero that doesn't mean that female science writers are the in thing right now. It's developing. Pero I can say that maybe in a few years or so, female science writers will be the in thing na.
Oo nga, kasama na dyan si, ano, siguro, si Angel.
Sana po.
Teacher Angel, ano ba yung mga paksa na paborito mo sa pagsusulat sa area ng science?
Usually, ayun po, I like writing about profiles of scientists. I'm actually working on an article right now. Hopefully, it will be finished by this week, about the Sterile Mosquito Project.
Wow!
And it's about...
Ano yun?
Sterile Mosquito Project, basically it's about making male mosquitoes sterile using radiation technology. That's the really cool thing is that the leader of the research paper is a woman po. And she has a team of a lot of women po. So ayun, that's what I want to focus on. I also focused on, well, I did an in-depth study of PAGASA and its free data sharing policy. Ayun po. Then I contrasted it with the UP Project NOAA, which was now adopted by UP po. So I like writing about articles that have social relevance that people would talk about po.
But gusto natin maging sterile yung male mosquito?
Ah, okay. Kasi mosquitoes, they spread dengue po. Yeah.
To combat dengue.
And since we are one of the countries with the highest reports of dengue cases and mm-hmm. a lot of people die from it.
So tayo ang pioneer nito sa on this study?
Hindi naman. The sterile insect technique po was mm-hmm. developed in other countries. But mm-hmm. I think they are experimenting it on mm-hmm. mosquitoes mm-hmm. in the Philippines.
Ayun. Mm-hmm. Alam mo, Teacher Mike, na-amaze naman ako kasi aside from yung inaaral mo dito sa MASCOM, no? And mm-hmm. nagsusulat ka, ang dami ng mga involvement mo, Teacher Angel, no? So that means, aside from all these, ano, she still has time to do a lot of research. Oo. How do you manage your time?
A lot of people ask me that po. But I think that it all boils down to your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Basta yung top priority ko ngayon is academics. I want to study hard and learn so I can graduate. Pero in my break time, I usually read science research papers online. And then I also converse with fellow scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Marami na pong akong friends from bio and chem and even mm-hmm. from astronomy mm-hmm. whom I talk with and then I engage in conversation with. That's how I learn the new innovations and ano po yung trending sa science world.
But it doesn't have to, like, you have to enroll in a science course. Parang ganon. Yung mga electives mo, hindi naman necessarily.
Pero since we have MST electives, mm-hmm. all UP students have, I would suggest na, well, you guys have an advantage po because with the MSTs, you can learn more about the science world and ano pong topics na gusto ninyo.
Mm-hmm. Ayo, alam mo, sige, Teacher Mike.
How do you see yourself after graduating from college, Angel?
After graduating from college, I hope to get a scholarship abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And sana po, I want to take master's in science communication po.
Mm-hmm.
But career-wise, I think I would stick to SciTech po, SciTech mm-hmm. news writing.
Mm-hmm.
Pero like, I always tell myself that my goal is National Geographic po. And ayun, my parents say, oh, that's not a bad goal. Just keep dreaming daw, sabi po nila.
Papayagan ka ba?
I think so.
mm-hmm. Angel, ano, kasi sabi mo yung father mo, well, of course, yung ano mo ngayon, more on biology and mm-hmm. ano, no? Yung bang, kasi alam mo, yung mother ni Angel is also into journalism, mm-hmm. kasi isa siyang,
yes,
ano, siya ba ang isa sa mga ano, kasi anong tawag mo doon, nag-udyok sa'yo na lumipat dito sa College of Mass Communication?
Actually, ever since I was young, mm-hmm. my mom has already played a big role in my writing career. Like, the first poem that I published sa Junior Inquirer, it was about life and death in Gaza and Palestine.
Wow!
Ayun, it was published 2008. She was the one who actually submitted it mm-hmm. to JI. Tapos, na-shock na lang ako na 2 weeks later, ay, ba't nandito yung pangalan ko?
Mm-hmm.
And she told me it was a very compelling poem. Then sabi niya she couldn't just keep it na, you know, to herself and her dad. So, she really helped me kickstart my writing career. And shifting to MASCOM pa, actually, my mom said na, basta whatever makes you happy. So, mm-hmm. even my dad din naman. Ayun. So, they don't really force me to be what they want me to be. Actually, what they want me to be is whoever I dream of becoming. So, I'm really grateful and happy for that.
Alam mo, ang ganda pakinggan no, no, Teacher Mike? Kasi mm-hmm. ngayon, sa panahon ngayon, lalo na pag yung anak mo, yung merong siyang talent na ngayon. Usually, yung ibang mga magulang, pinupush nila sa kung ano yung gusto nila. Pero ang ganda pakinggan na yung mga magulang na suportado ka at kaya siguro ganun na lang yung pag-flourish no nung mga batang mm-hmm. nasa ganung klase
ng mm-hmm. nabanggit kanina ano yung science and arts. Ano ang place ng arts para sa iyo Teacher Angel sa scientific advancement?
Okay. Actually, yung one of my idols is Leonardo da Vinci. He mm-hmm. was many things. He was a musician, artist, and a scientist, and inventor, and so many. Basta sobrang talented niya.
Mm-mm.
I think na I got a lot of inspiration from him. I mean, he used art to innovate in science.
Because
in science, mostly people think that it's just it's just a still, you know, a still base of facts. And but what people don't know is that science is actually dynamic. It's actually changing. But to think out of the box and to think of new creative ways in order to use science to help others, that's actually an artistic field.
You were an education student before.
Yes,
and you were once a student in elementary school and high school. So you're very familiar with science education in the Philippines. Sa tingin mo lang ha, ang atin bang mga estudyante bago magkolehiyo at sa kolehiyo ay condition ba na maging ano no potential contributor sa advancement ng science at the global level?
Science and technology communication.
Sa science and technology, yung atin bang science education sa elementary school and high school overall no sa Pilipinas. May potential bang mag-produce ng mga estudyante?
Actually, there's a very big potential, and I would like to say that hopefully in a few in some years there would be a lot of people who would want to be SciTech writers. Pero in terms of education po, usually they make us memorize topics, like just rote memorization, and that's not what science is supposed to be about. Science is supposed to make you think, to make you analyze things in a critical way, and to make you appreciate things more. Parang I hope that science education in the Philippines would help students practically use like their minds or practically use their what they've learned in daily life. Like kahit hindi po sila maging scientists, at least they have a background and at least they appreciate the science around them.
Nako, ang ganda ng sinabi ni Teacher Angel. Sa pagbabalik ng Radyo Edukado, itutuloy natin ang ating kwentuhan tungkol dyan. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika!
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
The UP Industrial Engineering Club will continue promoting efficiency and effectiveness through the 2nd Ergonomics Convention, ErgoCon 2018, Redefining Design, to be held at the National Institute of Physics, UP Diliman, on January 27 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Through interactive workshops hosted by renowned ergonomic specialists, it will educate over 400 students and professionals from all over the country with the hope of cultivating the desire for effective nation building. For more information, visit Ergonomics Convention PH ErgoCon at Facebook. This is brought to you by the UP Industrial Engineering Club in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Araw-araw ba, ito na lang ang iyong naririnig? Teka, ito naman, naririnig mo pa ba? Huwag natin hayaan na tuluyang mawala at masira ang ating kalikasan. Protektahan natin ito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Adjo-Bedukato!
Muli po nagbabalik ang Radyo Edukado. Kasama niyo po ako, si Teacher Venice.
Ako naman po si Teacher Mike.
At kasama po natin ang isang inspiring na batang-batang Filipina, Women as Writers on Science and Technology, si Binibining Angelica Yang. Oh, talaga, Binibining. Angel, involved ka rin sa Mind Museum. Kwentuhan mo naman kami, anong involvement mo sa Mind Museum? Ang Mind Museum po ay makikita sa Bonifacio Global City.
Opo.
No? Oo. Tell us about your involvement doon.
Okay, so nung soft opening ng Mind Museum, I went there. Mm-hmm. I was very curious and I think I went there with my friends. Tapos, ang ganda, so many, ang daming exhibits po. And actually, every time when I go there, I always marvel at the exhibits na kahit na same exhibits sila. Like, oh, ang ganda, oh my gosh, arts and sciences together po.
Oo.
Ayun po, so what really got my attention way back then was there was this scientist or someone dressed in a lab coat who started explaining science concepts to us. Tapos, even though we already knew what that person was talking about since we were in high school, it was still fascinating as to how that person got our attention and how that person made us want to be scientists or science communicators. So, fast forward to last year, I interned as a mind mover to Mind Museum.
Okay.
So, ayun po, I was able to live my dream of wearing a lab coat and explaining science concepts to kids.
Okay. Ano yung basically mga trabaho no ng isang intern? Is that a whole day ba yung ano mo o na isang araw nandun ka nag-explain or
actually we have shifts po. Mm-hmm. Every hour there's a certain mind mover who will explain topics to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And ayun, I chose na half day ako since I was coming from school. Nag-PE po kasi ako sa morning.
Mm-hmm.
And in afternoon, ayun, I did work in Mind Museum. It was a very enriching experience. We got to work with a lot of scientists, as in people with a BS, Bachelor of Science degree. But they were people who were so open, who were so liberal to anyone learning science. Tapos, wala lang, nakaka-inspire lang sila.
Mm-hmm. Alam mo, Teacher Mike, kaya dapat maraming mga magulang kasi ang dami ng mga pwedeng matutunan ng mga estudyante na nandyan lang at hindi napapansin ng marami. No?
Totoo.
Angel, ilang mga articles na ang nasulat mo about science and technology so far?
So far, 4 published articles and I'm working on yung sterile mosquito project. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully 5 po by the end of this week.
Can you tell us about your previous articles?
Okay, so the first article that I wrote was about, it was a speculative fiction article about if aliens existed and if aliens, you know, interacted with humans po. Mm-hmm. Para siyang The Arrival. Ayun. And I think my second article was a profile about a girl who loves to dabble in genetic barcoding.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting and actually nag-viral po ng ang article na yun. The third was a high school project po. Friend ko po yung manunulat ng paper. And she focused on pilin at pandesal.
Mm-hmm.
And its health benefits. Yung fourth was a comparative analysis on yung free data espoused by Project NOAA and by yung policies, yung current policies ng PAGASA. Yun.
How long does it take you to write all these and to do research? Ikaw lang yung nag-research, no? To put all these together.
Actually, my editor helps out po. He gives me leads po.
Okay.
And ayun, shout out to him po because he was one of the key people who actually inspired me to continue SciTech. So, hi Sir TJ.
can you give us yung paano ba yung araw mo? Paano mong hinahati-hati lahat? Of course, your priority yung pag-aaral mo. Pero paano yung time mo to squeeze in itong kasi malaking ano yun, Teacher Mike, no? Yung magre-research ka about such topic and then ipapublish mo pa siya.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's the research part that takes a lot of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Since I think, well, I've been writing for 9 years na po, it comes naturally na po, like, what I want to write and what I want to say. Pero syempre, you can't just write an article without knowing anything because mahirap yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, the research and interviewing and transcribing, they take a lot of time. Since SciTech isn't really yung talagang, what you call that, news na talaga na, you know, it has to be released kaagad.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a features section eh, actually. Wala kaming deadline. Usually yung deadline namin that we set for ourselves is like, ah, sir, ito yung pitch ko. Can I submit it 2 weeks after or can I submit it by this day? Kasi this week I have exams. Tas flexible naman yung editor namin. So, ayun, it's time management. And also, I think you should have a deep passion for what you're talking about. Tapos, dapat na at least interested po kayo sa topic. Because if you're not, then mahirap yun.
Oo nga. Teacher Angel, meron ba kayong parang group or an organization? Marami ba kayo dito sa field na ito? Kasi Teacher Mike, hindi siya, gaya nga na nabanggit ni Teacher Angel, hindi pa siya ganun kalaganap, no? At malamang yung mga high school students, no? Eh, nung nagsusulat kasi kami, mga ano lang doon sa iyong newspaper ng high school. Pero hindi ganyan ka-deep na it involves research. Yun ang maganda doon. Teacher Angel.
I think na walang masyadong maraming organizations for SciTech communication. But I met with one of the founders of ESIP, Integrated Science in the Philippines. I think that's what it means, but I think you guys can search it online. Yeah. Si Sir Pao, and he actually has a big organization on Facebook that promotes science communication for high school students.
Ayun.
I think that's a really big start. Pero as to SciTech writers in the Philippines, parang most of them are freelance writers. Ayun, maybe someday we can make it, you know, an in thing, and someday it can become a full-time position for especially women writers.
Pero nung bata ka ba, Teacher Angel, interest mo na rin ba yung science?
Actually, yes po, but it was only a few years ago when I realized na ay may potential pala yung science maging art. I mean, may potential ang science na ma-communicate to laymen, to people who are not scientists din.
Kanina, Teacher Angel, nabanggit natin yung they are being parang bullied or discriminated. Have you ever felt that
in SciTech?
Oo, in SciTech.
Hopefully, no po. And I feel that open naman yung Philippines to that. And people are generally more liberal-minded here. I mean, Philippines is a pioneer in a lot of aspects. And hopefully, SciTech will be one of them. I hope that in other countries po, since SciTech is more competitive, SciTech communication in general, I think na more men dominate that field. Pero I think there's a rising group of women scientists, and I don't know, together we can help each other with that po.
Dito sa College of Mass Communication, Teacher Mike, sa BA Jorn,
yes,
meron bang ganyang kurso on science writing, science journalism na ang ano niya, ang focus niya ay science and technology?
Actually, I was super surprised, like last year, there was an announcement of a science journalism na course. It's just a subject po, but hopefully it will be a full-on BA po. Pero I was talking with the college sec, si Ma'am Kong Hyuko, then she was very kind to invite me to be part of the pilot release, the pilot course of J196, Science Journalism, next semester.
Ayun.
So I'm really excited to learn about it in an academic perspective.
Sa undergraduate level ito?
Yeah, undergraduate. Pero sana it will be open to non-CMC students din.
Oo nga. Kasi alam mo, Teacher Mike, palagay ko maraming, gaya na nabanggit mo kanina, yung kasing mga bata, parang meron tayong ganung notion na kapag magaling ka sa science, ang ano mo ay, mag-focus ka ng paralin mong mabuti yan para maging doktor ka, maging scientist ka. Pero parang bago yung ano na, magsulat ka about it, yung ganyan. Nako, Teacher Angel, ang itatanong ko ngayon, eto, medyo ano to, maiba naman.
Sige po.
kasi parang masyadong sa academic, sa ano, meron ka pa bang time sa social life mo?
Meron naman po. Pero, we don't really get to meet. My friends and I don't really get to meet. Most of them are studying med in UP Manila.
Okay.
So shout out to them po. Galingan yun pag-aaral ninyo. Kaya niyo yan.
Yeah. Pero ikaw,
opo,
kasi karamihan na nababasa ko about writers ng science, marami sa kanila mga scientists talaga.
Opo.
O, Pero in the future, wala kang balak na talagang pumasok ka sa isang field ng science. Of course, nandiyan na yung skill mo sa pagsusulat. Wala kang ganong balak.
I'm actually open to it. And sana, maybe in the future, I'll be able to take the required courses to become, I'm not sure, a biologist, chemist, or astronomer. So, wherever the wind takes me. Mm-hmm. But right now, I really am advocating science communication in the Philippines. So, mm-hmm. it's a very broad perspective of everything.
Pag sinabi mong science communication, Teacher Angel, sigurado merong parang iba siya sa ibang mga manunulat, no?
Apo.
Ano yung mga skills na dapat meron ang isang manunulat sa larangan ng agham at teknolohiya? Pero Teacher Angel, bago mo sagutin yan, magbe-break muna tayo. Kung meron po kayong mga katanungan, tumawag po kayo sa 503-828-80927-220-832. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Picture ni crush?
Like.
Post ni crush?
Like pa rin.
PM ni crush?
I am agad.
Ma!
Palike-like ka na lang. E kailan mo pa huling sinagot ang tawag ni mommy? Show how much you like your mom.
Ma?
Make time for mom. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Traffic? Uy, pero makakadaan pa ako.
Mas onti ang usok, mas masaya ang biyahe. Ang bilis na ng biyahe, nakakapag-exercise pa ako.
Kung malapit lang ang pupuntahan, pagbibisikleta ay subukan. Mabuti na sa kalusugan, makakatulong ka pa sa kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Educado.
Uli po nagbabalik ang Radyo Edukado. Kasama niyo po ako, si Teacher Venice.
Ako naman po si Teacher Mike.
At kasama natin si Binibining Angelica Yang, Women as Writers on Science and Technology, an inspiring young Filipina tells her story. So Teacher Angel, syempre given na yung marunong kang magsulat, pero iba yung sa pagsusulat sa siyensya or sa agham at teknolohiya. Ano-ano itong mga skills na kailangang taglayin mo para magtagumpay ka dito sa field na ito?
I would say that if you want to be a sci-tech reporter, you have to really love to read. Mm-hmm. I think that goes for if you want to be a writer for lifestyle or for news, you really have to read news and read mga literary pieces so you get to know how the author conveys his or her emotions and ayun, facts. So what second, you have to really love to write.
Okay.
Because if you don't love to write or kung ayaw niyo lang yun, you should probably go to another course because writing is actually the sole, it's actually one of the main factors in sci-tech communication, especially online, if you're not in the TV side. But even if you're in the TV, if you're in the broadcasting or radio side, you still have to, you know, be open to everything, and that includes writing po. Third would be, ayun, just keep an open mind And sometimes your views will clash with the people you interview, or sometimes even your editor. But it's just you're in your manner of saying it, and wag masyadong aggressive. Just assert yourself, but say your point. Pero ayon, just keep an open line of communication with your editor, or ayon with the people that you converse with, and ayon, because we're all just here to help each other out.
Yeah, I'm sure you get invited sa mga schools. Have you ever been invited sa mga like in elementary or high school level?
Actually, I got invited twice to my school. Oh. One to talk about cosplay. I really love to cosplay.
Oo nga, nakikita ko nga yung.
Okay. Second, to talk about features writing to the Writers Club. Mm-hmm. I was also invited by UST Commerce Journal to talk about features writing. Tapos, I talked, well, nagkwento ako about SciTech journalism din po sa kanila.
Mm-hmm. Oo. What can you say, Angel, sa mga estudyante natin ngayon? No? Kasi ngayon, easy access na ang lahat.
Opo.
Kung magre-research ka, mabilis na.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ano masasabi mo sa mga kabataan natin? Kasi parang hindi ganun karami yung mga naeengganyo sa pagsusulat. Yung mga naka-ulayaw mo o nakausap mo sa iyong mga talks na ibinibigay.
Actually, most of the kids that I talk to, they're very hesitant. Like, when they hear science, they're actually intimidated of it. Na, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, jargon, nosebleed po mga terms. Ako din naman minsan when I see a chemistry book na, oh, ano to? Markovnikov, ano to? Pero, it really lies in the interest and passion. If, kahit na scared ka, but if you really have a passion to learn, I think that will shine through. And in this digital age, I think we shouldn't be intimidated then by yung mga fake news and everything. That's where science comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
That's where critical thinking and analysis and research will come in handy. Na you don't just share fake news, as in, kababasa mo lang headline, share ka agad. Read it, tapos check mo kung legit ba talaga yung link or yung news site. Ayun po. So, instead of being intimidated, we should use technology to our advantage. Anything can be, you know, accessed. And I think marami namang reputable science sites that share their papers online. So,
mm-hmm.
That's where we can start.
Ayun. Teacher mm-hmm. Angel, yung ano ba to, yung sa... Dati kasi siyang sa College of Education, no? Na-expose ka rin sa ganun. At ikaw...
Yes.
Nung bata ka, na-inspire ka sa science, paano kaya ang gagawin ng mga guro para yung mga bata yung ganong idea na pag-science? Ay, nosebleed. Ay, hindi ko naman gagamitin yan. Hindi naman ako magiging scientist, ba't ako magiging interested?
Mm-hmm. Ang ibig sabihin ng nosebleed, hindi maintindihan o mahirap.
Mahirap. Parang at saka parang, ay!
Hindi magawa.
Oo.
Mm-hmm. Or ayaw gawin siguro.
Yeah.
I think most of the passion or most of the yung anong gusto ng mga estudyante, it starts in elementary with, you know, effective teachers teaching them. So effective teachers meaning na hindi masyadong focused sa content, na lahat na lang content memorize. More of yung pagka-engage ng teachers sa students, and I think we also need more teachers who actually don't just teach the content, but also focus on the execution and delivery. Na
mm-hmm.
you know, promotes a welcoming environment for the kids. Na okay, it's okay if you don't understand this. You can come to me, and you can just keep asking questions. So I think that's very important in becoming a journalist. Just keep asking questions, and dapat hindi na ano when you ask questions. Tapos you shouldn't dismiss the child and say na ay hindi basta ako tama.
Mm-hmm.
You have to always engage with the kid para ma-open yung kanyang horizons to new avenues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yan.
Mm-hmm. Teacher Angel, meron ka bang nasa isip no na major project balang araw?
In SciTech?
Oo.
So far, I'm relatively new to SciTech.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully someday, I hope to be able to bring sci-tech communication to elementary and high school. But not, I don't want to bombard them na dapat kayo ganito, ganito. I just want to introduce to them na, okay, sci-tech is a viable field and it's something to look forward to. Na kapag interested ka sa science and arts, it's not only na, you know, doctor, lawyer, or scientist lang ang pwede matutunguhan. You can also be a science communicator. You can also share your love for science and art to kids like you guys po.
Mm-hmm. Kasi itong si Teacher Angel, bata pa, talagang yun ang kagandahan.
Ng, nagsimula sa, na, alam niya na kung ano yung gustong-gustong-gusto niya.
At saka yung kanyang magulang, in-expose na siya doon. Oo. Teacher Angel, maraming mga magulang ngayon na nakikinig sa atin. Ano yung pwede mong ipayo sa kanila para yung kanilang love for science and technology or kung ano man yung budding dyan, matulungan sila?
I think every kid has a potential to be something great, and I think na it's also up to the parents and teachers to help foster an environment for them. So open lines of communications with your kids or with your students, and also if you find or if you discover that they actually like to do something or if they're really good at something, just hindi naman push, motivate them. Motivate them and inspire them. And ayun po, give them books. Give them lots of books to read kung hilig po nila yon. So, ayun po. And I'm sure that your kids and students will thank you for that.
Oo. Alam mo, Teacher Mike, sana nakikinig yung anak ko dito. Kasi alam mo, marami sa mga bata ngayon, pag nagbabasa sila, yung unang nabasa lang nila, tapos a little of this, a little of that, hindi na talaga yung malalim na pagbabasa at pagsusulat. Kaya siguro ngayon, sa ating episode, sana marami ang mga na-inspire kung gaano kahalaga ang pagbabasa. Kasi yung hindi ka makakasulat kung hindi ka naman nagbabasa. Nako, Teacher Angel, baka meron kang gustong ibahagi sa ating mga, meron kang gustong ipakilala sa kanila o yung iyong blog o sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Okay, sige. I want to introduce to you guys si Ma'am Shira Paniella. Mm-hmm. She's actually a mass comm student who took BA Journalism. She's a freelancer po in science journalism. Yeah, in a lot of science networks po in the Philippines. You can read her works online. She's one of my inspirations then because she's a woman science communicator.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd also like to give a shout out to Sir TJ De Macali. He's the editor. He founded actually the GMA SciTech section.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd like to thank him and sobrang thank you so much, Sir TJ, because you inspired me po and you inspire so many of us kids to venture into SciTech journey. And then I'd also like to shout out to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're tuning in. I think my mom is tuning in. Hi, mom. Hi, dad. So, I just want to thank them for everything that they've done. And I won't let you guys down.
Oh,
so, I love you guys.
Nako. Ang konti nila ng oras. Pero ang ganda ng talakayan natin, mm-hmm. Teacher Mike. Ang ating...
Sana mabigyan ng pagkakataon no, yung area na ito na lumago dahil bagong-bago siya no, lalong-lalo na sa area ng journalism.
Yes.
No, at kokonti pa lang yata ang nag-specialize sa area na ito, and hopefully magkaroon ng separate baccalaureate program,
mm-hmm.
for science communication.
Yes.
Oo. Angel, no, naisip ko pwede pa lang maging science communicator ang isang tao o estudyante nang hindi siya estudyante ng science.
Actually, it's very possible. Mm-mm. And science communication, hindi naman siya only restricted to scientists or people, you know, with science degrees.
Mm-mm.
It's open to everyone. Basta anyone who's interested in science Mm-mm. communication. And I think the beauty of that is, whatever your course is, you can use that course, kunwari, anthropology or sociology ka, you can use that to further deepen your discussion in sci-tech journalism in the Philippines.
Mm-mm. Parang hindi mo kailangan maging politician para maging writer about politics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nako, Teacher Mike, talaga science and in science interest and excellence, no? Sa ating mm-hmm. episode na 'yon starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
And in celebration ng International Women's Month, we must do more to inspire and encourage women and girls to lead in science and technology, because we all have a responsibility to give back to society and to create a better world, na isa sa mga advocacy mm-hmm. ni Teacher Angel nung pangbata siya. Mm-hmm. Naku, maraming salamat, Teacher Angel. Teacher Mike, baka mm-hmm. meron ka pa.
Oo. Ano lang naman ito, wish, no, na sana ay i-cover balang araw ni Angel yung development sa area ng science education
mm-hmm.
no, para malaman natin kung ano yung mga challenges na kailangang harapin at malutas no yung mga problema na yan para mag-improve yung quality ng science education sa Pilipinas.
Sige po, we'll look into that and we'll put it in my bucket list po.
Nako, thank you so much, Teacher Angel, sa iyong oras na ibinahagi at sa mga ideya na iyong naibahagi. At hihintayin namin ang iyong mga articles, no? At tandaan po natin, Angelica Yang. Ayan.
Thank you po.
Salamat din.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. At manatili lang po kayong nakatutok sa programa kung saan marami kang malalaman. Ito ang istasyon hindi lang puro kantahan, kantsawan at kasiyahan, ating pagyamanin ng kaisipan. Muli, ako po si Teacher Venice.
Ako naman po si Teacher Mike.
Dito sa Radyo Edukado, hindi ka lang tagapakinig, kaibigan. Kaisko, kaiska, kundi
kasali ka.
Salamat, sana ikay natuto at bumalik ka rito sa Radyo Edukado.